Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Welcome. This is the 13th installment in the Tafsir of Juz Amma, where we're reading the 94th and the 93rd. And I think today I'm going to change the pattern and I'm going to do the 93rd first, because sometimes Sidi refers to the previous surah and if we're going backwards, it doesn't make sense. So we'll start with 93, Surat Duha, which is on page 102 in the book, and then we'll read Surat Ash-Shar, Surah 94. And we'll begin with the Fatiha. A'udhu billah min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم On the door, I think I changed my mind. I'm going to go with 94. Because if I read 93, it might refer to 92, and it just doesn't really solve that problem. So we'll just go with the pattern we've got. So this is Surah Al-Ashshar, Surah 94. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإن فرقت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. And the translation from the Tajweedi Quran to read that. In the name of Allah, the universally merciful, the singularly compassionate, did we not open wide your heart and lift your heavy load from you that was breaking your back? And have we not exalted your remembrance? So truly with difficulty, ease. Truly with difficulty, ease. So when the load is lifted, then rise up, go on, and to your Lord strive. The surah was revealed in Makkah consisting of 8 verses. And it's a completion to what came before in 93:11, because it details some of the blessings Allah gave him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah begins, Alam nashra laka sadrak. Have we not expanded your breast? Meaning, did we not enlarge it and make it vast until it contained the realm of the unseen and the witnessed? So as a result, you're taking on, literally wearing, what would attach you to corporeal nature, does not prevent you from partaking of the lights of spiritual endowments and attending to the rectification of the affairs of the creation, does not hamper you from drowning in witnessing the real, al-haq. This refers to the moment in his childhood when the archangel Jibril came to him and opened his breast and removed a small black clot. Or it could refer to the night of his ascension when Jibril opened his chest and filled him with faith and wisdom. Using this grammatical construct, the negative question, did we not, is to demonstrate its indisputableness, since such a question cannot be answered except with a yes, of course. This expansion of his breast is to his benefit, and to enter joy into his heart, and so that he may be able to contain what would later come to him. Meaning, did we not open and expand your heart, and with faith and prophethood and knowledge and wisdom? And this is in addition to the messengerhood you received. And by this you are now able to bear the heavy weight of the message. The expansion occurred by the agent of a divine light. And we removed your burden from you. We expanded your breast and lifted off your heavy burden. Aladi ankada zacharak warafana laka zikarak. That had weighed so heavily on your back, and have we not raised your eminence to renown? The load weighed down on him until it almost made a sound, and we lightened the load of prophethood and the tasks concomitant to it, and moved away from you any illusions that might accompany prophethood from malignant people who would wish to defame you. This refers to seeing oneself as deficient in accomplishing the duties and rites of that station. For the good deeds of the righteous are the bad deeds of those brought near. So as the station rises in sublimity, its owner is required to abide by stricter proprieties. So it is as if he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was fearful he would not be able to abide by those proprieties. And this is what burdened him and made him anxious. فَإِنَّمَا لَا لُسْرِ يُسْرَ فَإِنَّمَا يُسْرِ يُسْرَ. Behold, with every hardship comes ease. Indeed, with every hardship comes ease. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. So when you are freed from conveying the message, فَانْصَبْ. Then remain steadfast in exerting yourself in worship of Allah out of gratitude for the preceding and forthcoming blessings He favored you with. So when you are free from calling the people, Al-Haq, then exert yourself in worship of the real Al-Haq, and in supplication to Him, and seek intercession for the sinners and on behalf of the oppressed. Wa'ila rabbika farghab. And to your Lord turn with love and desire. 94:8. And do not ask save from Allah, for He is the only one able to please you and to help you, and none else. And know, my beloved, that what was said to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here, namely the detailing of the blessings he received and his confirmation in them, is also said to the letter to the inheriting representative who calls to Allah. So it is said to him, O perfect human, Insan al-Kamil, did we not expand your breast for our knowledge, and did we not lift from you your burden when you directed yourself toward us, and we removed from you the heavy weights of traveling to us, and so we carried you to us, and you were born instead of bearing yourself. And we raised your name to eminence and readied you for the task of calling people so that they not distract you from us. And with the hardship of striving, mujahada, comes the ease of witnessing, mushahada. So when you are not calling and reminding others of Allah, then exert yourself in remaining in the divine presence. And when you are freed of perfecting yourself, then work on perfecting others and desire the guidance of the creation that they may reach the Creator. We ask you, O Allah, for guidance to the action which pleases you until we attain to what you desire. And do not allow us to witness other than you, for you are all hearing and all respondent. Amen. Surat Duha. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wanduha. Walaili dasabja. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma talqalla. Walal akhiratu khairul laka minal ula. Wala sawfa yaktika rabbuka fatarta. Alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa. Wawajadaka dalan fahadda. Wawajadaka ailan fa'aghna. Fa'ammal yatima fala taqhar. Wa'ammas sa'ila fala tanhar. Wa'amma bi'ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. Translated, in the name of Allah, the universally merciful, the singularly compassionate, by the bright whiteness of noontide and the calm, shrouding darkness of night, you are neither forsaken by your Lord nor are you detested, and the ultimate end is better for you than the first beginning. And your Lord shall give to you, and you shall be satisfied. Did he not find you an orphan and provide refuge? Did he not find you astray and guide you? And did he not find you without means and provide sustenance? So as for the orphan, do not oppress him, and as for the beggar, do not drive him away. And as for the grace of your Lord, proclaim it. The surah was revealed in Mecca and consists of 11 verses and begins thus. Waduha wa layli da saja ma wadda karabuka wa ma kala. I swear by the bright morning hours and the night as it grows still and dark that your Lord has not forsaken you nor does he scorn you. Allah swore by the light and by the pure darkness which remains in its state of darkness, which are the origin of the being of the human and the two worlds, that Allah did not leave you in neglect in the world of light and the presence of holiness, for love and longing are necessarily existent in there. Nor did he scornfully drive you to the world of darkness or halt you at the self-same creations without love or longing in the station of the self, the nafs, being veiled from the Lord and his qualities and his actions. And the explanation of that is that in regards to the beloved for whom unveiling precedes striving, if he is eclipsed by the unity of the essence, and his veil is lifted slightly, and if his way to the presence of the manifestation of the essence is impeded, so that his desire and longing increase, his secret becomes subtle, and his identity, his I-ness, melts away in the fire of longing. And then his way becomes clear again. The veil is lifted completely, and he is shown the complete truth in unveiling. Then his tasting, vok, becomes complete, and his unveiling, hush, perfect. And the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was in this very state of veiling. He would climb the mountain to see himself, and when his energy was wasted away, the veil would be lifted from him, and he would descend. Wala akhiratu khairul laka minal ula. For indeed the end is better for you than the beginning. Meaning the final state, which is theophany, after veiling, and the intensification of longing, is better for you than the first state, which is wavering, disconstancy due to the existence of residues of the lower self and the dominant appearance of the ego. Wala saufa yutka rabbuka. And indeed in time will your Lord give to you the true existence after this complete annihilation you now go through, so that you may guide creatures and call them to the truth. Afarda, and you will thus be well pleased in him, for you were not pleased with your human existence, and contentment is not possible except in true existence. Alam yajidka yatiman. Did he not find you an orphan, alone and veiled by the qualities of the lower self, from the light of your true Father, which is the Holy Spirit, cut off and lost from him? Fa'awa, and so brought you shelter. And so he gave you shelter by his side, and raised you and fostered you and nurtured you and took charge of you to teach you in knowledge and purify you. Wawa jataka dalanhahada, and found you lost, so he guided you, and found you astray from the tawhid of the essence in your coming to be in the physical world of your forefathers, and veiled by the attributes and their traces from the essence. So he by himself guided you to the essence. Vajadakalanvagna. He found you bereft, so he enriched you. He found you poor, lacking, and non-existent in him, with a poverty that has a black face in both domains, and which is nothing other than the complete annihilation which comes after the annihilation that is his pride, meaning the annihilation of the attributes. As he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, poverty is my pride. So he enriched you through what he gave to you, such as the bestowed existence characterized with the true and perfect attributes and taking on the character traits of lordship. So when your perfection is completed, then make my character become your character in your dealings with my servants, so that I deal with you similarly. This way you become an ever-grateful servant. 17.3, meaning one who fulfills all the conditions of my blessings. Va'amal ayatim, so as for the orphan, meaning the lonely, broken-hearted one, cut off from the light of holiness, veiled by the veil of the lower ego self. Fa'la takhar, do not deal overbearingly with him. Be gentle in your caring of him and bring him into your shelter through wisdom and excellent admonishment, just as we brought you into our shelter. Wa'amma sa'ila, and as for the beggar who asks, meaning the one who is lacking and veiled and astray from the way to his goal and searching for it. Fala tanhar, so do not turn away and refuse. And do not deny him what he seeks, and guide him as we guided you. Wa amma binimatin rabbika, and as for the favors and bounties of your Lord, such as knowledge and wisdom which flood over you in the station of abiding, Baka. Hadith, then proclaim them by educating the people and enriching them with the true good. And know, my beloved, that He, Most High, said to His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did He not find you an orphan alone, detached from all attachments other than Allah? So He took you into His shelter and care. And this is the way of every servant who directs his being into Allah. The real Al-Haq does not take him into his care until he becomes an orphan, separated from his lower passions, and until his heart is divested of all except the singular Tawheed of Allah. So at that moment he takes you and places you on the carpet of his proximity, and you will be the sole one occupying your station with him. And no one will share it with you. And he found you lost, moving back and forth between the spiritual meanings, so he guided you by his subtle grace to his ultimate love. And he found you bewildered and confused, so you did not comprehend our reality. So we spoke with you with the lights of our lordship until you came to comprehend us by virtue of us. You were astray from my love of you, so I let you know that I love you. And you were indigent and bereft of all other than him, so he enriched you by himself, so that you had no need of anything else beside him. And he enriched him with his attributes, not with the secondary causes of creation, Asbab. And this is rare and more precious with Allah, for he was not content to make his wealth have its source in this world, just as he enriched him with his essence, instead of the contingent beings and secondary causes. So the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is rich in and by his Lord, and not by contingent accidentals. Similarly with those awliya upon whom Allah has coursed the effects of his name, al-ghani, the rich, and so they become rich without any cause. So with these counsels, Allah advised the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and likewise the Prophet gives these counsels to those who inherit him among the awliya. We ask Allah to grant us the love of his Prophet and those he loves. Amin, amin, amin. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.